ABC Radio Australia.
It's the sports story from the Pacific that has gone around the world, and it centres on this young man.
Kalu now over the top for Solomon Islands, looking to use the pace of Leai. Leai, Leai bursting through. Leai, can he finish? Oh, he got to the near post, he's done it! 3-1 Solomon Islands, Leai on the score sheets again. A hat-trick last time against Tahiti. He's carried on that good form, and he's scored in the second half here against Papua New Guinea. It's 3-1 Solomon Islands.
Solomon Islands international Rafael Leai has become the first soccer player from his country to sign a professional contract in Europe. After a month-long trial with Premier League team Vélez Mostar in Bosnia-Herzegovina, the 19-year-old striker has signed on until May next year with the possibility of an extension if all goes well. It's a successful and groundbreaking conclusion to a story that has seen Leai linked with clubs in Argentina, Australia and Turkey before he struck gold. And it's great news for all aspiring players in the Solomons and the Pacific, for that matter, because it would appear the door to a European career for those with the necessary talent is open at last. The driving force behind it all has been Hudson Wakio, the owner of Henderson Eels FC. Rafael Leai's now former club in Honiara.
I know he has the capability and the talent. Anybody would like it. So I know that a lot of people are interested, so it's just a matter of exposing him out. As soon as someone identifies him, they will take him straight away.
What reaction have you had back from Rafael himself? He's still a very young man. He's from Solomon Islands. Bosnia is a very, very different country. So I imagine he has two tasks now. One, to settle down in a country that is strange to him, but also to prove himself on the football field.
He has a mixed reaction. First, he was so pleased and so happy about the contract that he signed. The second is he's a bit of like still in his learning and adaptation process. He's still trying to adapt to the country, especially the weather and to the football training and the tactics that they learned that from that side of the world. But we were so happy that we have another person who's really instrumental in his movement to Bosnia. He's one of the coaching staff of the club. So he's acting like a Rafael's guardian who look after him there. So I think he will be adapting very quick with the help of that person, Adnan.
It was suggested that he was going to go to Bosnia, get used to conditions in Eastern Europe at this time of the year, and then head potentially to Turkey, where there was a club in the top division there who were also interested in him. So have Vélez Mostar in Bosnia hijacked the deal, or was it always intended that he would go there? It's not clear.
The signing that he's doing now, actually it's a plan B. The plan A is for him to go to Bosnia just for preparation and should move to Turkey for a trial. But if we go for that process, it will continue costing myself and Henderson Eels Club to continue meeting all this cost. So when he was in Bosnia, they suggested that if they could sign him and continue to develop him and send him for further trial, either in Turkey or elsewhere. So I think that option is good for us. It will be a much cheaper for us. So because when they get him on board, they will be look after him. They give him salary. They give him everything that he needs so that he can stay there. Because I know that he has the potential to grow. He has the talent. So I think he will still move out from Bosnia sometime soon. So that's the reason why I accept the plan B. That is for the club in Bosnia to sign him, develop him and send him somewhere later.
If we go back a little way in Rafael's career, he was at school and playing in New Zealand. He had a brief spell here in Melbourne at the Melbourne Victory Academy, the A-League club. They seem very keen on him, but I believe there were practical reasons why they couldn't sign him at the time. But are you surprised that he didn't find a professional club a little closer to home?
I was thinking the same way as you, that at least he should get something closer to home, especially Australia. Because I was the one who sent him to Melbourne, and I know all the stories about Melbourne, the intentions, but it's all back to him. I tried to convince him, but he answered to me. He said that rather than I play for the academy level, I think I have the capability to play competition levels. Because if going back to Melbourne, the initial plan is for him to stay with the development side like under 19 and 23. But he himself, he wants to join competitions rather than playing for academy levels. So that's one of the reasons that he chose to go for the trial in Turkey and later on change to Bosnia.
So still a very young man, but clearly very ambitious. And I would suggest very confident in his abilities. But what's really important about this deal that he signed is that it could finally open the door for other players from Solomon Islands and you would hope from elsewhere around the Pacific to perhaps get a chance in Europe, which hasn't been there before.
Yes, yes, that's very true. Rafael Coindea, it shows other people we can also go there if we have the potential and the capability that Europe is looking for. So it comes back to our players and to all the people who also involve in football development and they want to send their players abroad. The opportunities out there, but we must have the quality and the standard that they're looking for. Send someone to Europe without the quality that they're looking for, they will definitely come back without signing any deal.
So would you see other players either from your own club, Henderson Eels, or from other teams in Solomon Islands, possibly heading to Europe quite soon now? Or the other way around, would you expect to see a few European scouts turn up perhaps in Honiara?
Yes, I think for a start, we were the ones that should head in that direction because we need to send a couple of them so that they can prove that we were going there. And in that way, we can then the heads of the scouts to turn our ways to the Pacific Islands. So I think we need to send a couple more to Europe so that they can prove themselves that we have this capability and this talents that they're looking for. So yes, for Henderson Eels, we are still thinking of sending a couple of our players abroad, probably in the next couple of months or maybe next year.
Hudson Nwakio, the owner of Henderson Eels Football Club in Honiara, the prime mover behind Rafael Leai's historic move to the professional game in Europe. And we wish him every success with it. Baraj Mostar in Bosnia-Herzegovina. It could be absolutely groundbreaking, not just for him, clearly, but for the sport of soccer in the Pacific. So fingers crossed.